So in this video, we'll talk about both and thinking. Something like we have two options on a tough decision, and usually we used to choose one among them. But here, the book is asking us to choose both. How to do that? How to apply it? What's going on in your mind? Everything we'll talk about here. Suppose you have a job now and you got promoted in your current job. At the same time, you got an offer from another company. So the classical example is that should I stay or should I go? This is what it is. So this is something like example of both and thinking. We usually used to take one among them, but here we can combine both. This can happen on a personal level and a professional level, as well as an individual level and an institution level as well. We oversimplify and narrow our perceived options. So we have to attend same time our thinking as well as our feelings as well as our behavioral changes. So some approaches include like we somehow go to rabbit hole, like just go and inside and inside and intensify what we have chosen, one option. Other time we try to overcorrect it, something like insanity. We try to overcorrect it just to make it correct. And sometimes we try to polarize it towards our selected option. Something like we tend to be more political towards our choices. So the best approach for a paradox thinking is to breed a mule. A breed of a cross of horse as well as a donkey. Horse is strong but boring attitude. Same time donkey, they are active, but they are not as strong as horse. So if we combine both, we'll get a combination of both. So if you look at it in another way, breed a mule and walk through a tight rope. So you'll adapt on a tight rope and then learn to. So book also talks about an ABCD of paradox thinking. First one is assumption, going through our assumption, understanding our boundaries, B for boundaries, C for comfort, how to look at our comfort and discomfort, and D for dynamics, how we can dynamically adapt and learn from that. A, assumptions form the mindset and inform our action. You need to shift our assumptions from thinking about single right or wrong or binary thinking to multiple truths. There is no single truth. There are multiple truths available. One thing. Second thing, we have to change our option thinking to scarcity to abundance. So abundant mindset, there is more available. There is not less available. So that's it. And third thing is coping or adapting rather than desire to control. That's another part. And finally, it's more like adaptability and learning rather than taking control. So that's what we have to keep in mind when we are assuming or taking our assumptions to the point in paradox thinking. That's four topics are important. B for boundaries. So a system or a structure we put in place to control ourselves or have a boundary for ourselves as well as protect ourselves. That's what a boundary or a fence or a wall, whatever you call it, that's what it means. So the point is that when attending a boundary for a tension situation, try to understand the higher purpose, what you want to achieve out of this stuff. What is the final outcome that we are intending to? And another thing is that separating and connecting. Separating the boundaries we have and then connecting together. And third option, don't have to go too much far. Just put some guardrail on your boundaries. You don't have to stretch or overcorrect or extend too much. Just be inside your guardrail, understand your higher purpose, separate and connect. C for comfort. Paradox normally triggers discomfort. Address the negative. To address the negative, I think the best is to spark the positive counterparts. Everything what you are facing, that can be a good and bad. So for example, you are going to lose a job. So that means that giving you opportunity to do a lot of other jobs. So if you are not doing this, that means you have an opportunity to do a lot of things. And also, so that somehow you can spur the positive counterparts. And building in pauses, you can just pause and rethink. Many people try to take that pause and rethink on that. So when we are on action, we cannot get that bandwidth. Accepting the discomfort, that's another important part when we are attending the issues. Accept it is discomfort. It's okay. Enjoy that discomfort. And finally, you have to broaden your perspective around what is comfort and discomfort. What is happiness and what is sadness, all these things. So broaden your perspective, appreciate your discomfort, build on your pauses and spark the positivity. So D for dynamism, something like a fluidity in the process. The point is that we should be ready to experiment rather than just conclude something. That's one thing which helps us to take that paradox option. Then enabling the serendipity. Serendipity means accidental discovery. So enabling that serendipity, be ready to accept surprises and learn to unlearn. So try to unlearn what you learn. That will allow you to learn more options and all these things. Then enabling serendipity and experiment it. So you will come across with a lot of dynamism and fluidity in the process. So initially we talk about, should I stay or go? So actually, it is not mutually exclusive. Mutually exclusive statistically is either this or that. So we should first think it's not mutually exclusive. Check a level up and down. That's also important. We'll come to that. So define the dilemma. That's the first part of the issue. What you have a dilemma here? Should I stay or go? What is that all about? Then surface the underlying paradox. Why I have a paradoxical tension to stay or go? Maybe it is like you want to enjoy the people you are working with, or sometime maybe the working environment, or you're worried about how it will be on the other job, all these things. Then reframe that dilemma into a both and question. How about if you do this or that? Then analyze the data somehow, separating it and connecting, understanding each separately and combining. For example, instead of you, if you got an offer to get a better job outside, so you can think about how I can make sure that I'm getting that one here. One option may be you can talk about your manager and telling that, okay, that particular option is giving that much responsibility. Can you give me similar responsibility here? One option. Other one is that you can take your whole team to that other company. So you work with the same team over there, but you are getting more rewarded. So both options will work. So like that, we don't have to be mutually exclusive. We can combine both options and then choose the best among them. And finally, we have a small method. Small method talks about polarities. When we come across some paradoxes, polarities will be too much, like opposing topics will be too much opposite to each other. So first method for seeing is identifying the opposite poles. That's first thing. S of small. Then M stands for mapping. We have to map the higher vision and higher fears in both polarities separately. Then third thing, A for assessing, it is evaluate the upside and downside of each polarities. Each polarity is talking about. It can be many things, like a lot of things we have contradicting in the world. We are not going to take an example. But then L stands for learn from that assessment. Whatever you evaluate it, reflect on that data. Then once you get all the details, put it down and reflection is there, leverage the increase the upside of each polarity, reduce the downside of each polarity, and then combine both. That's what the small model stands for. S for seeing, M for mapping, C for assessing, L for learn, and last L for leverage.